The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien, a very good afternoon to you. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Unfortunately, we have to start today's broadcast with some very, very sad news. Other than that, I'm okay.
So yeah, the news is sad. I did see it earlier. But you go straight into it. This is the story, unfortunately, of the deaths in the friendly fire incident.
I mean, this is tragic, no matter which angle you look at it. So let's recap the story. We had two patrols of elite EGOS unit RDF soldiers go on a patrol last night in the West Bank. This was to try and find who was responsible for stealing some night vision equipment from the base the day before. Now, where the tragedy comes in is as follows. First of all, it is believed that there was a breakdown in communication and coordination between the two units. Apparently, and this is according to preliminary investigations, the commanders on base were aware of the two groups or the two patrols of soldiers that were out looking for the suspects, but the two patrols were not aware of each other. So what is believed to have happened is that one group of commandos stumbled on a member of the other patrol who was by himself. He in turn thought that they were armed suspects. Remember, this is all happening at night, and open fire, killing Majors Ofek Aharon and Major Itamar El Haram. And my thought went blank there just for a second. Please forgive me. And it's absolutely tragic. It's a horrendous loss of life for the two soldiers. And also, as I mean, we can't even imagine what the soldier who is responsible for opening fire, what he must be going through. What we do know is that the army have said they will give all psychological and emotional support to that officer. He must be absolutely beyond distraught. The army chief Aviv Kochavi has said that this will be absolutely thoroughly investigated, and that's said to be done by Major General Noam Tibon and the military police. They will open an investigation into this horrific, horrific tragedy. It's horrendous, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah, any incident by friendly fire beggars disbelief, because you've got the two sides. You've got the people that have lost their lives, and you've got the people who in purely by accident, by chance, open fire, and they have to live with that their whole life. It's really heartbreaking for all concerned. Friendly fire is never a nice thing to deal with, and it's the unfortunate situation that you find when a country is having to live on tenterhooks and have special forces deployed on these type of patrols to protect the country at large. Very sad story. Moving on, however, and our thoughts are those families, but we do need to move on. Yesterday we were chatting about spies, and the world of espionage has always fascinated me, especially when you hear of the head of a spy agency meeting with the head of another country in another country. So tell us a little bit more about the Mossad chief's meeting with the Libyan prime minister that took place in Jordan.
Well, I was about to say, it's not just any spy agency, it is the Mossad. And this is really a fascinating story. So the director of the Mossad, David Barnier, he is believed to have met with the Prime Minister of Libya. Yes, you heard me right, Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmed Mohammed al-Dabaiba. They apparently met in Jordan recently to discuss normalization and security cooperation. Now, this was initially news broken by a Saudi and a Libyan media outlet. They reported this last night. I mean, stranger things have happened, but this is the Middle East. And it's not the first time that we have high-ranking military or security officials meeting with Libyans. Haaretz, I know many people out there are not fans of the far left leading newspaper. They reported that Saddam Haftar, he's the son of a Libyan warlord, General Khalifa Haftar, is alleged to have flown to Ben Gurion Airport for meetings with Israeli officials, also believed to be regarding normalization. Now, the Prime Minister's office has denied any such meeting between him and Barnier. And of course, the meeting with Haftar was also denied. But what also makes this interesting, because of course, this is the Middle East, we have to throw in our foreign minister into the mix, who has been asked, you know, who is Israel meeting with? Which countries is Israel meeting with? Will we normalize with Indonesia? Because that seems to be getting quite a bit of traction in the media, and all he said was, we are meeting with several countries. So of course, all of us who are playing normalization bingo and putting our money on who will be next to normalize with Israel are looking at Indonesia, we're looking at Maldives or the Comoros, the big prize is Saudi, but now very, very interesting to throw Libya into the mix. And we can't forget Libya is North Africa, Muslim country, but North Africa, very, very strategic on the African continent. The one thing that might put a massive spanner in the works is a lot of internal unrest and turmoil in Libya, which could throw any prospective talks or momentum on this really, really into disarray. But absolutely fascinating who Israel is reportedly, allegedly speaking to.
The military police are investigating the death of an elderly Palestinian man in custody. Give us a little bit of background to the story, please.
Okay, so this is a very, very important story for several reasons. First of all, we don't like that any situation should lead to the death of anybody in a tense situation. But also, it's important that we get ahead of the story because invariably, stories like this, and I've seen a lot of it on social media, are often found to be either wildly untrue, as we had with the case of Muhammad al-Dura several years ago. In fact, I think it's probably almost 20 years ago, where we have a situation where the IDF or Israelis are blamed for the death of somebody in custody or in an exchange of gunfire, or in a battle situation, and when that's investigated, it is found that Israelis weren't the issue, or the reason the person was arrested or taken into custody is because they've been engaged either in terrorism or acts of violence. But the story goes ahead. Israel is absolutely singled out for opprobrium in the international media. It results in a lot of anti-Jewish, a lot of anti-Israel sentiment in the streets of countries around the world. We've seen it in happen in South Africa. And by the time the truth gets out and the facts on the ground are made public, it's something completely different. So we know that Israel's military police are investigating the story. Now, we have to remember Israel is a democracy. We do have the democratic apparatus in place. If any perceived infringement happens by the IDF, by the police, by anybody, that is actively investigated. And if people are found to be responsible, be they soldiers, policemen, whoever is responsible, will face the strong arm of the law. You know, this is not the wild, wild west. We are a law-abiding country with a lot of mechanisms in place. Where we also see this kind of rhetoric playing out on social media is the ongoing clashes in the Negev between Bedouin protesters and the police. And it becomes a battle of the narratives as we try to get ahead of it. So what we do know is that an 80-year-old Palestinian-American man was found dead after being detained during a raid on a West Bank village. We don't know why he was detained. What the military police say is that preliminary investigations showed that he was arrested, but also released perfectly fine later that night. He comes from Milwaukee in Wisconsin. It's unclear what he was up to, why he was arrested, what was going on. He did return to the West Bank 10 years ago. We know that the Department of State in the United States have asked for clarification, which is interesting phrasing, because you can read into that that they don't see it as an act deliberately done by the IDF. So we are waiting for results of a post-mortem, which will hopefully give some further investigation or knowledge what happened to this elderly gentleman.
Rolene, have a great Shabbos. I look forward to our chats next week.
Have a wonderful weekend, and I will catch you again on Monday.
That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.